Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science which affects your life, science which affects the way we view the universe. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, well, here's the number to call. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. So once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and have your voice heard on over 100 radio stations across the country and the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call into the radio station and the website and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on the air. You know, maybe you're having dinner with the kids, and they ask you a science question that they talk about in class, and there's a question about that, and it leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to tell your kids, why don't you ask Dr. Kaku? Get on the radio. Ask that question and tell your teacher that you've been on national radio. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Or maybe you're just walking down the street, and you say to yourself, I remember something that I heard on TV, something that I heard on the radio, something that really had me stumped. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to call 612-564-8135 and get on national radio to answer that question. And if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. is the email address, and I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible that we can fulfill Einstein's dream of an equation, maybe no more than 1 inch long, that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God? These are the words of Albert Einstein. Well, he failed. But we physicists think that we're hot on the trail. In fact, we're spending billions and billions of dollars with the Large Hadron Collider to try to verify some of these theories. So find out what the excitement is about. My latest book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Okay, well, let's move right along now, and let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, this is Kurt from Richland, Washington, calling from radio KONA 610 AM. And I was wanting to know, with the Air Force pilots who have claimed to see UFOs and that they move faster than anything that Earth could have. And I was just wondering what you thought about the Air Force pilots that claim that they've seen UFOs when they were out flying. Thank you.
Well, to be very, very blunt, when most people email me about UFO sightings, they say they saw something. They saw something in the sky. It was moving. It was blinking. But that's it. I mean, no data, no understanding of how fast they moved, no understanding of what G-forces they experienced. It was just, well, they saw something. Now we have an avalanche of hard data from the United States Navy. We now have, frame by frame, the ability to analyze these sightings to put numbers on them. rather than just simply say, I saw something. So what did we find? First of all, we find, analyzing these videotapes frame by frame, we found out that these objects move between Mach 5 and Mach 20. That's 5 times the speed of sound, up to 20 times the speed of sound. And when they zigzag and maneuver, we can calculate the G-forces that these pilots, or whatever, must experience. The G-forces are hundreds of times the force of gravity. In other words, no human can survive in one of these flying saucers. And what else can these things do? We have videotapes where these objects can drop 50, 80,000 feet within a matter of a few seconds. Think about that. These things can maneuver like we've never seen objects maneuver before. Not only that, they also go underwater. This is new. We actually see these things hit the water and move underwater. So what could possibly do this? Well, there are several theories. The Pentagon listed 5 different options. Option 5 was basically, well, we don't know, but these things are not, quote, they're not one of ours. This is a very big admission, because first, the military is very coy about this. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they're stealth bombers. Maybe, maybe not. But now the military has pretty much admitted that, quote, they are not ours. We don't have objects who can do this. Now, to be fair, the Russians claim that they have what are called hypersonic drones. Hypersonic drones will, in fact, go up to Mach 20. They can maneuver. In fact, that's why the Russians have built them. The Russians know that they cannot build a Star Wars program to shoot down American missiles. Costs too much money. But the Russians say that for a lot less, they can build missiles which can hit Mach 20, 20 times the speed of sound, and then zigzag, maneuver in order to evade a Star Wars anti-ballistic missile system. But realize that, first of all, these cruise missiles are not very reliable. How do we know that? They're being used in warfare. Even as we speak, cruise missiles are being fired into the Ukraine. What have we found? We found out that many times these things fall apart. Many times they hit the wrong target. In other words, these are not the objects that the United States Navy has recorded. So what are they? Well, option number 5, and that is other. That is, maybe they are extraterrestrial. Now, the military historically has refused to say whether or not these things could be flying saucers from another planet. But now they leave the option open, given the fact that they can do things that we cannot do with our rockets. And realize that our rockets can just barely approach the ability of hypersonic drones. But these objects have been sighted since World War II. In fact, if you go to the record, you can see evidence of these things being sighted hundreds of years ago. Even the Bible makes mention of Ezekiel's wheel, for example. Some people think that that's actually a flying saucer. So, what do we make of this? The military has admitted that, quote, they are not ours. At best, they are hypersonic drones. The Russians have a lead in hypersonic drone technology. They're using them in warfare, even as we speak. But they're rather primitive. They miss their targets. They go off course. But, hey, they can apparently hit Mach 20. So what are they? Well, I think, as a physicist, there are 2 major possibilities that we'll talk about after the break. Let's take a break, and let's continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And I should point out once again that you can go to my website and find out what I do, mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and find out what all the excitement is about by going to the website and also Facebook. I have about 5 million fans on Facebook. Well, as I mentioned before, there are 2 top theories about what these objects are seen by the United States Navy. What are they? Well, I get a lot of emails from people that they say that they've seen something in the sky, something blinking, something luminous, something that defies the usual laws of aerodynamics. But hey, that's not enough. You know, you can say that you saw something, but maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. The gold standard in this is multiple sightings by multiple modes. Now, what does that mean? That means, first of all, multiple sightings, not just one person, but several people say that yes, they saw something in the sky. And multiple modes, not just eyesight, but radar, infrared sensors, motion sensors, sensors that allow you to calculate how fast they move. Now we have the smoking gun. In that sense, Now we have the United States Navy with hours of videotapes. In fact, the military has said that these things would fly around for days. For days they would fly around our fleet. Not just one sighting lasting a minute or so. And so what did they find? These objects can move between Mach 5 and Mach 20. 20 times the speed of sound. When they zigzag, the G-forces inside the capsule are hundreds of times the force of gravity. And how fast can they maneuver? 50 to 80,000 feet drop within a matter of seconds. So we now have sightings with multiple sightings by multiple modes. For example, the most famous one of these multiple sightings by multiple modes was the JAL sighting of 1986. There was a Japan Airlines jet that was followed by not one, not two, but three UFOs. It was caught on tape. They tracked it by ground radar. There was all this evidence that there was something following one of our jet airplanes. But what happened? What happened was that these pilots were demoted. They were given desk jobs. And it sent a chill throughout the aviation community. And that was that if you dare to talk about these things, you will either get a desk job or be shown out the door. And that's what pretty much happened. I talked to pilots. Some pilots say that they've seen things, tracked them by radar, but what do they do afterwards? Nothing. They know what happens if you do something like that, that are not supposed to be seen. Then they blame you. They blame you for being drunk or to simply misread your dials and misread all your measuring devices and sensors. So these pilots keep their mouths shut. Now, I mentioned that there's two major options as to what these things are. One option is that they are, in fact, extraterrestrial. The military has now admitted that that is a possibility. After all, whose are these things? The Chinese? The Russians are building these things which can exceed our capability? I don't think so. But there's another possibility that's being looked at, and that is that they are, well, optical illusions. This is called the parallax effect. Let's say that a mosquito or a bee flies right in front of your field of vision. Well, you know the distance to the bee, so you know the velocity of the bee, and it's just an ordinary insect. But let's say that you see an object that is close by whizzing across your field of vision, but you don't know how far it is. It could be miles away. So if you think that that fly is really an object miles away, then how fast is it traveling? Thousands of miles per hour. So in other words, this is a parallax effect. It's very easy to get fooled because a slow object whizzing past your eyesight looks very similar to a speeding bullet, a speeding object far, far away that is speeding across your field of vision. So some people have said that, well, they're all optical illusions. That's all they are. Because of the parallax effect, because we need more data. You know, my attitude is we have to have more data to rule out the parallax effect. Yes, there is such a thing as a parallax effect, and you can get fooled. Thinking that it's extraterrestrial, an object traveling thousands of miles per hour, when it's nothing but a bee or a weather balloon that is practically stationary. And so I think we need more data. And I think that's coming now. So far, the military has admitted that there are 144 instances that cannot be explained using the usual laws of aerodynamics and physics. 144 incidences, only one of which could finally be explained by scientists. Now the military has admitted that the total number of these sightings that cannot be explained is 400. There are 400 incidences, and some of them are multiple sightings by multiple modes. That would tend to rule out the parallax effect. If you have more than one sensing device, a camera, radar, infrared sensors, then you can in fact calculate the distance to an object and rule out the parallax effect. And so that's where we are now. The military has now issued a statement saying that pilots are not going to get desk jobs, not going to be pushed out if they see something flying in the air, that they in fact are being encouraged because it is potentially a threat to national security. Okay? Anyone that can feel technology this advanced is basically a potential threat to national security. And so the military has now changed its tune. The military now says to pilots, record these events, turn them into the government, and then we'll see what it's all about. So to summarize, most of the sightings that we see can in fact be explained because they're natural phenomena or artificial phenomena. Weather balloons, meteorites, flares, swamp gas, radar echoes, all of them can contribute to UFO sightings. But what about the handful? What about the handful of sightings, 400 says the military, that cannot be explained using the usual laws of aerodynamics, the usual laws of physics? What do we do about them? I think we should keep an open mind. We should keep an open mind because we're not the only game in town. I believe that there are alien civilizations out there. I'm not convinced that they visited us. But yeah, I think they're out there. Why should we be the only intelligent species in the Milky Way galaxy? There are 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, our backyard. And how many galaxies are there? About 100 billion galaxies that we can see with the Hubble Space Telescope. So how many stars are there? Believe it or not, the number of stars that can be seen by our instruments is 100 billion times 100 billion. That is a staggering number. And to believe that we are the only intelligent species, I think, is taking it too far. I think we're not the only game in town. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Mark, KFQD, Palmer, Alaska. Well, I've got a mind-blowing question. Tesla was responsible for radio communication transmissions. He also claimed he could control the weather. My question is, could all the transmissions that the Earth is putting out between radios and cell phones, etc., actually be causing the weather changes we're having, not to mention the carbon footprint? But it just seems to me that I have a mind-blowing question and I need an answer. Thank you.
Okay, well, you raise a very interesting concern, and that is that, well, the weather is changing. And the question is, what's behind it? Maybe radio transmission? Let's talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. So give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we just got a phone call from somebody who wants to know about Tesla, his contributions to science, and does any of his work affect the question of global warming and the changes in the weather that we see all around the planet Earth? Well, first of all, let me say that Tesla was, in fact, one of the geniuses and pioneers of the electric radio revolution. He was the one who said it's AC that's going to power the world, not DC. In fact, Thomas Edison was wrong in that question. Thomas Edison bent the store on DC power, which uses up energy, causes tremendous amount of waste energy, not economical. Well, AC has much less waste and is more economical. So who won that battle? Tesla won the battle. But Tesla also had other ideas and other dreams. He published a gigantic book, which I have, containing many of his patents and ideas, some of them rather unorthodox. He thought he could communicate perhaps with Martians and people like that. But, and also, there's a sad ending. He had mental problems towards the end of his life. He was fixated on the number three. He lived a life all by himself in the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan. And he died penniless, which is shocking, realizing that his patents, some of them drive the radio era that we're living in today. And yet the money was basically, I think, stolen in some sense from him by the lawyers. The lawyers which challenged many of his patents. Very sad. So he died alone in the New Yorker Hotel, penniless, and yet his contributions are that he helped to lay the foundation of the electric era. And then the question is, well, Tesla thought that perhaps we can communicate with Martians and intelligent beings in outer space. He thought that perhaps the Earth itself could be used as an antenna. He had lots and lots of strange ideas, some of which came true. But the question is, what about the weather? Well, first of all, whether you're for or against the whole question of global warming, everyone admits that the Earth is heating up. That's not the point of contention. The point of contention is what's causing it. But all you have to do is measure the worldwide temperature of the planet Earth using satellite data, which is very easy, and use the satellite data in two ways. First of all, you use the satellite data to measure the temperature of the Earth. So we know for a fact the temperature of the Earth is rising. Okay? That's a settled question. The second settled question is, by how much is it rising? Well, we can calculate the total amount of energy coming from the sun hitting the Earth. That's a rather simple calculation. The total amount of energy that the Earth receives from the sun. We can also calculate how much energy the Earth emits, sends back into outer space. So we know the total amount of energy coming in and the total amount of energy coming out. Normally they should be the same, but they're not. The net energy is that more energy is coming in than coming out. Duh. So what does that mean? It means the Earth is heating up. And that's what we see. We see on the Earth glaciers receding, average temperatures rising, summer is about a week longer than normal. Talk to any farmer and they'll tell you that. We're seeing the fact that sea levels are rising for any number of reasons, but that's not the killer question. The killer question is why? Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Need your name? Call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and you may get on national radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. millions of Americans have purchased ready-hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a call-in, and the call-in said that, well, if you take a look at the work of Nikola Tesla, the great genius of the electric age, and you take a look at the weather, you realize that we are being bombarded by weather transmissions all around the Earth. And is that causing global warming? Well, let's say, first of all, that the debate around global warming is not that the Earth is or is not warming up. That's obvious. The Earth is warming up. We see evidence of that, satellite data, recession of glaciers, average temperature of the planet, the fact that insects are going north as things get warmer. Summer is a week longer than normal. Not just one, but there are many, many indicators that the Earth is heating up. That's not the debate. The debate is why. Well, some people say that we had an ice age 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago, where I'm standing now in Manhattan, was under a half a mile of ice. And so given the fact that North America was under half a mile of ice, it was cold back then, and the Earth has been heating up since the last ice age. But you see, these effects are on a scale of tens of thousands of years. The Earth has been heating up on a scale of 100 years. And so the natural cycles of the planet Earth cannot entirely explain the fact that within 100 years, temperatures have risen astronomically. And so some people say, aha, maybe that's a smoking gun, maybe that's human activity. Well, personally, I think there are several contributions, not just human activity. There are natural cycles. There are cycles which are measured in decades, not necessarily in tens of thousands of years. But you cannot dismiss the fact that human activity is generating copious quantities of carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. More light comes in than comes out. This is very easily measured. Even high school kids can do that experiment. And so you cannot dismiss immediately the fact that global warming is in fact being propelled in part by human activity. Now, what about radio? Well, we can calculate the total amount of energy emitted by radio antennas. And yes, they do emit energy. For example, if you have a kilowatt antenna, you know that the energy is emitted in the thousands of watts per second. So you know basically the parameters by which radio generates energy. And of course, all of that will help to heat the planet Earth. But when you calculate that number, you realize that it's pretty small. But there are a lot of things that are also pretty small that, well, they add up. Like airlines, for example. Airlines create a tremendous amount of soot. They burn gasoline, fuel. 3%, roughly 3% of the greenhouse effect may be attributed to just simply taking a flight. And so radio, yes, but you can calculate the amount of energy that goes into the atmosphere by radio, and it is simply not enough to explain what's happening now. Some people think that we're seeing a new normal. Now, you cannot say that one storm, one forest fire, one flood is caused by global warming. Global warming is an average effect. That means that if you have a gigantic forest fire, you cannot say with certainty that it's global warming that caused that forest fire. You can say it contributed to it. It set the stage for it. But global warming is an average effect. So in wintertime, when it snows heavily, people say, aha, global warming is a fake. Because it's snowing outside, people are under snow, and how can that be if the earth is heating up? The answer is, once again, it's an average effect. You cannot say that one forest fire, one flood, one event is caused by global warming. What you can say, however, is that the average effect of global warming is heating up the earth, and that human activity is one of the main drivers of that activity. Okay, well, let's move on, because we have a lot of emails from people who have questions to raise. One of them is that, well, speaking about global warming, what about fusion power? Can fusion power from the sun save us from all this chaos? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll answer the question, is it possible that there's a white knight out there called fusion? Or is it just nothing but hype? Well, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to answer that question. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or on Facebook. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. Stay tuned.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing advances in technology. And I get emails from people who talk about fusion power. Is that the white knight that's going to save us from global warming? Well, yes and no. Fusion power is not like uranium fission power. Mother Nature does not use uranium to light up the universe. Nature instead uses a clean source of energy by burning hydrogen called fusion power. It's very easy to create a star. You just get a bunch of gas, hydrogen gas. Gravity compresses it uniformly. Temperatures rise to hundreds and millions of degrees, and the hydrogen burns as a nuclear reaction to create helium, and that's why stars twinkle. That's why stars light up the sky. That's why the sun shines. So why can't we do that on the Earth? Because we don't have gravity that can evenly compress hydrogen gas. The best we can do is use electromagnetic fields in the shape of a donut. That is very awkward because you have to squeeze a donut. Try to get a balloon and squeeze it like a donut, and you realize how difficult it is to create a stable donut configuration of gas. That's why fusion power is so difficult on the planet Earth. But we're closing in. Outside southern France, there is a fusion reactor in Cardash, France, the ITER, the most advanced fusion reactor in the world. It produces no nuclear waste. It produces tremendous amounts of clean energy. It cannot melt down. And ultimately uses seawater as the fuel, the hydrogen from the seawater. What's wrong with it? Well, it doesn't exist yet. It was oversold. Every 20 years, we would tell the public, give us 20 more years, and we'll give you the power of the sun in a bottle. Fusion power. Well, 20 years came up, 20 years passed, and we still have no fusion. But this time, it could be the real McCoy. 2 years from now, we hope to get a press release from Cardash, France, saying that for the first time in human history, we've attained the power of the sun on the Earth. Break even to create as much energy as we put into it. So when can we get a fusion reactor in your backyard? Well, it'll take another 10, 20 years. So some people are saying that by 2040, 2050, we may see fusion reactors dotting the countryside, giving us unlimited power from seawater. Now remember, these things cannot melt down. Meltdowns occur because of the nuclear waste inside a reactor made out of uranium, tremendous amounts of energy locked in the nuclear waste, and in an accident, it gets out of control, and therefore you can get Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, and these horrible, horrible accidents due to uranium. That cannot happen with a fusion reactor. Fusion reactors simply shut themselves off. If they get out of control, you no longer attain what is called Lawson's criterion, which is a criterion for fusion power, and the reactor simply turns itself off. It creates no nuclear waste. Well, the nuclear waste that it does create is helium gas, which is commercially viable. You can actually sell helium gas for a profit. So in other words, it's great. No waste, no meltdown. So what's the catch? The catch is time. It'll take time to make sure these things are stable economical, and can produce a profit. We're not there yet. Again, in 2 years or so, we hope to hit break-even. Perhaps in 10 to 20 years, we hope to create copies of the ITER reactor. And by 2040, 2050, we hope to begin the process of commercializing this technology. Some people say that isn't that a little bit late? I mean, isn't global warming kicking in now for whatever reasons? Aren't we seeing more forest fires, more floods, rising sea level, cities that are going to be underwater? Aren't we seeing more of these things? Is fusion power too late? Well, I think a combination of renewable technology, solar, wind, battery power, plus fusion power will hopefully come to the rescue. I just hope they come to the rescue in time so we don't bear the brunt of global warming by 2050. So in other words, to summarize, fusion power could be the white knight. No waste, no meltdown. What's there not to love with fusion power? The problem with fusion power is it doesn't exist yet. Very difficult to create. We don't yet have an operating fusion reactor. But in 2 years, as I mentioned, we hope to turn the corner. In 2 years' time, we hope to get unlimited energy from seawater. And speaking about technology, given another 2 year time frame, we're going to go back to the moon. Yes, NASA is about to test the Artemis booster rocket, a booster rocket which will take our astronauts back to the moon. In fact, we hope within 2 to 4 years that astronauts will just not orbit around the moon. Astronauts will actually land on the moon. In fact, NASA has already stated that it wants to put a woman and a person of color on the moon, probably within maybe a 4 year time frame. We don't know for sure. And I personally think that one day it'll be considered commonplace to go to the moon. And one day, people may want to even honeymoon on the moon. Prices are dropping. The technology is well known. And that means one day, perhaps rockets will go the way of the train. Mom and Dad get on the train. And one day, perhaps Mom and Dad will go to the moon. Okay, well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. And this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and my latest book, also a New York Times bestseller, is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is this the final theory? Well, only time will tell. The God Equation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.